The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Some good news being reported today from the world of medicine. Extremely impressive, quote, melanoma jab trial results excite doctors. That is certainly how it is being reported. But wherein lies the truth? John Crown is with me. He's a professor and consultant medical oncologist from St. Vincent's Hospital Group. John, newspapers love reporting cures for cancer because I suspect people click on the headline. Is this something to be excited about?
Kieran, how are you? Good evening to all your listeners. It really is something to be excited about in the sense that it's the first real demonstration in an appropriately designed comparison study that a wholly new technology is improving outcome compared to one of the standard treatments for patients with a particular, you know, a particular kind of cancer called melanoma in a particular setting. Somewhat unusual new technology using the patient's own tumor to program a vaccine that recognizes that person's individual cancer and giving it together with another immunotherapy drug and producing better results. Now, this is not a new treatment that people are going to be giving tomorrow or the next day or next week. The control arm of this study, which was a single immunotherapy drug, a good drug, a good active drug. I mean, there are other combinations of drugs which are also somewhat superior to that in similar settings. So there will be a bit of work to work out yet whether this is something which we will be routinely giving. But it's a real, real, if you'll pardon the pun, a shot in the arm for the whole concept of trying to develop individual tumor vaccines for patients. And I think COVID and the COVID vaccine search, I think, helped really accelerate this whole process along too.
Yeah, because people who read some of the copy on this today we'll see reference to mRNA cancer vaccines, and yes, they will remember that from COVID. Yep. So this is the same technology that would have been used during COVID.
Similar idea, yep. It's really clever. They take the patient's tumor, they do a full sequence on the tumor. They're able to recognize, mutations, they're called, the areas where the genes in the tumor depart from normal. And the pattern of these mutations will be different from cancer to cancer, from patient to patient. And they were then able to program a vaccine which would recognize the proteins that would make. It's really, God, mesmerically clever stuff. I mean, it really is.
So were this in years to come be much more ubiquitous in terms of cancer treatment? Effectively, it's bespoke cancer treatment. Is that a way of thinking of it? Like what everybody receives is based on the kind of genetic makeup, as it were, of their own tumor.
That's true. Well, I mean, this is the holy grail. I mean, cancer, there's a famous quotation that cancer is always genetic. That doesn't mean it's genetic in the inherited sense, that you inherit the genes from your parents which give you the cancer. But the thing which makes a normal cell be a bad cell, a cell that loses its normal self-control, a cell that divides in a wild and unrestrained, undisciplined fashion, are alterations in the genes that are in the cancer. So every cancer is basically genetic. But this is part of a much bigger, really good news story that just seems to get better all the time. And there was more data at this meeting about other kinds of immune system type treatments. I mean, for decades, the real holy grail was, could we use the immune system to fight cancer? And when we weren't able to do that successfully after some early fits and starts, by the 1980s, 1990s, there was a depressing sense that perhaps the immune system, which was designed by nature to recognize foreign invaders in our body, i.e. germs, was not designed to recognize our own cells if they misbehaved, because they weren't foreign invaders. They were us. They were our own cells just doing bad things. And in fact, we were wrong. The immune system is well capable in many cases of recognizing cancer as being something which should not be there. And the reason that the immune system in general doesn't always eradicate cancer, the reason why we have cancer, is that there are natural checks and balances built into the immune system to stop it from going rogue. And in one of those little quirks, mistakes of nature, the checks, the balances, the breaks which are put in, called checkpoints, which keep the immune system in check, also help to protect cancer from the immune system. Mm. And the real incredible advance was discovering that you could disable those brakes, you could take off the brakes and let the immune system pull up its sleeves and get working on cancer. And it seems that every year we're hearing more data about new cancer areas where there's a benefit. Now, there was good news in this, a standing ovation, in fact, a standing ovation when the presenter was finished doing the presentation on a kind of lung cancer called small cell lung cancer. Now, small cell lung cancer is nearly exclusively caused by cigarette smoking. And it was a cancer which in the 1980s and 1990s, there was some evidence that some people were having good shrinkage of their cancer with good old-fashioned chemo. And the feeling was, well, you know, maybe we'll actually be able to cure the darn thing if we get the chemo right. And for the next 30 years, we were stuck. The chemotherapy which we're prescribing now is fundamentally the same as the chemotherapy I was prescribing 30 years ago for this cancer. But at the meeting in Chicago that we were just at, where they also mentioned the melanoma study, they mentioned brilliant data from a new study where they gave a kind of immune treatment after the chemo to patients with small cell lung cancer. And lo and behold, about a big 10 or 15% jack up in the survival rates. So looking, finally, that ice beginning to crack as well. So, you know...
No, I was just going to say it's nice to report some good news for a change, despite, as you say, the reality that, listen, this is kind of in early days and trial phases, and it's not a case that it's going to be kind of rolled out tomorrow, but certainly the direction of travel is a positive one. So, John, listen, thanks a million for joining us. John Crown, Professor and Consultant Medical Oncologist from St. Vincent's Hospital Group.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.